This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bomber barreled into a crowd outside a restaurant in northern Syrian town of Manbij and blew himself up, killing four Americans and raising questions about what happens once U.S. forces pull out for good. The Islamic State terror group quickly claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack, identifying the bomber as one of its Syrian fighters and said he had targeted a patrol of U.S. and coalition forces. Doctors in Manbij told VOA two U.S. service members were killed instantly. Officials with the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said the wounded were rushed to medical facilities in neighboring Iraq. In a statement late Wednesday, the U.S. military said a civilian employee and a defense contractor were also killed in the blast. Three other troops were injured.
The U.S.-led coalition says the U.S. troops were conducting a routine patrol when they were hit by an explosion. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It's the first instance of U.S. casualties since President Trump announced his intention to withdraw troops from Syria last month.
That's AP correspondent Ben Thomas. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is claiming that the Islamic State caliphate has crumbled and the militant network has been defeated.
Thanks to the leadership of this commander-in-chief and the courage and sacrifice of our armed forces, we're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled and ISIS has been defeated.
And in a speech Wednesday at the State Department, Vice President Pence defended President Trump's decision to withdraw roughly 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors are investigating Huawei Technologies, the world's largest telecommunications equipment maker, for allegedly stealing trade secrets from U.S. businesses and could soon issue an indictment. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal said that one area of investigation is the technology behind a device that T-Mobile U.S. Incorporated used for testing smartphones. Reuters could not immediately confirm that report. The International Criminal Court has ordered former Ivory Coast president and his top aide to remain in custody after judges acquitted them of crimes against humanity. Prosecutors immediately appealed Tuesday's verdict and argued the pair may refuse to return to The Hague for a trial if the not guilty verdict is overturned. Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. The president said all attackers have been eliminated and warned his government is launching an aggressive manhunt for all of those involved. Police say at least 21 people were killed in Nairobi's D2 complex, where surveillance video showed at least four gunmen walking through the parking lot as the siege began in the mid-afternoon. Security forces in Zimbabwe arrested a pastor and a political activist at his home as a nationwide anti-government strike entered its third and final day. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA that NGOs and opposition parties are accusing the police and army of assaulting protesters.
Early Wednesday, armed police surrounded the home of Pastor Ivan Mawarire before arresting him for helping organize a three-day stay-at-home strike to protest Zimbabwe's 150% fuel hike. On Wednesday, more than 200 protesters were brought to court and more are expected Thursday to face charges of violence.
That is VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga reporting. The U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, suggested Wednesday that President Trump delay his State of the Union address planned for later this month unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week, or present the speech instead in writing. Pelosi cited security preparations needed for the annual high-profile event before Congress, which is scheduled for January 29th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.